So I'm going to open with sort of this prologue piece from Picture Palace, and then read something new and long. So this opens with an epigraph from Bachelard. We are unable to relive duration that has been destroyed, and yet it has not been. I set out to write a memoir, a plot of originary relation, at each corner a church, Protestant, evangelical, 1980s. One church is a building on Wadsworth Avenue. Another is a radio station, and one opens onto a series of schools, elementary, secondary, higher. One is a governing body, and one is a think tank. One is Colorado. One is a marriage, itself having taken place inside another church, radio station, school, think tank, governing body, Colorado. One is a kitchen table. One is a family unit of four, the marriage plus two girl children. One is the father's work week, travel, wages, church that supports the other churches. One thought she child could eventually step outside. She found she could not. Instead, she found it everywhere. Repetitive arrangements with more than one side, her own and others, the house, its content and structure, governing bodies. But she couldn't stick with it either, couldn't spelunk. Indeed, she couldn't see a thing, couldn't see the lines connecting one corner to another, especially couldn't see the lines connecting one corner to its opposite or to the corners of other plots, churches, schools, bodies, states, marriages, tables, family units, travel, or wages. Nevertheless, the attempt seemed useful, so I bashed it with a stick, keyboard. I couldn't see what I was doing any better than I could see what I was running into. At the same time, I watched a lot of movies. I watched some scenes of some movies over and over again in order to perform alongside them. I slipped in through the side. I thought I might be able to see something this way. The various churches' near total injunction against movies and television, particularly rigid in those last years before screens married the churches directly, left me not a little obsessed with the form. Watching what congealed there of the order's dominance, a slivered piece of the whole, absent from my early experience, yet ruled by it like anything else, I thought I might have a better chance of seeing. Everything was that. The memoir thing falls apart. Things rolled past my face, one reel after another on repeat. The bodies of those I love came close. Some went away, some returned. I, too, went away and returned. Some analogies and symptoms presented themselves. There was something vaguely golden about it. The edges and middle of the film either blurred out or disappeared in a series of bright, popping light, much like my singular experience of ocular migraine.